Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here, and this is a bit of a blast from the past, not been on the Audio Boom channel for quite a while. And I've got a special guest with me this evening. Hiya, Michael.
Hello, Jo. Hi everyone. Hope you're all doing well.
So some of you may know, and a lot of you may not know, that VI Talk is 10 years old this month. So January 2024, in case you're listening at a later date. So we thought it would be a good idea just to come on and recap what's happened over those 10 long years. So I'm going to put Michael on the spot now, and I know he knows the answer to this question, but I'm going to give him the opportunity to explain how VI Talk came into being in the first instance.
And I can't believe it's 10 years old. And I know I've not been around so for a lot of it, but I have always been on the periphery. And it's funny because me and Jo, we class it as our baby. So it started off as a side project because we were both committee members for the St. Vincent's Past Pupils Association in Liverpool, for the St. Vincent's School for the Blind, which is still going now. And we started doing a podcast for them on a regular basis, doing all sorts of interviews, talking to people. And we sat down and we were like, we want to take this further than just a small group. We want to reach the visual impairment community. So we searched and searched for ideas and for a name. I think we spent a good few months, what should we call it? What should we be called? And then a friend of ours who sadly passed away last year, Julie Rodaway, suggested we use the name VI Talk. And we both thought, yes.
Yeah, because that's what we wanted. We wanted the VI community to come together and talk, so to support each other. And the Audio Boom channel, or Audio Boo, as it was then. So I approached Audio Boo and said, how do you fancy giving us a channel? And very graciously, they said yes. So we were able to take that podcast that we've been doing for SVOPA, or now SVPPA, to a wider audience. But we started with a Facebook group and a Facebook page and a Twitter feed, didn't we?
We did. And one of the things which we had, and again, it came out by accident in conversation, we came up with the tagline, which we still use today, which is sharing ideas, information, and support. And really, once that Audio Boom channel launched, which at the time was more of an audio forum where people could come on, they could ask a question in audio, and then people could answer, people could share ideas, reviews, all sorts of stuff. I mean, what sort of thing did we have on? We did a podcast as well, but we had some other, a lot of little ideas people came up with as well, didn't we?
We did. So people were talking about accessibility, about the theatre. I remember that you posted something to do with Happy Days at the time. There must have been a Happy Days show at the theatre with audio description.
Not as I go to the theatre very often.
Oh, no, of course not. Someone posted about accessible ping pong. I remember that the team, as it was when we started, was myself and Michael, and then Tanya and Ian, who both went to the same school as us as well. And Ian was doing a blog, and because he's a really good writer, and Tanya was reading articles that she'd found out in different magazines, and she was reading those onto the channel and encouraging people to discuss, wasn't she? So things were coming up like, you know, what do you wish you'd seen, and all sorts of things, weren't there?
They were. And then we did a couple of podcasts. We've been looking to see if we can find them, haven't we? We managed to find the first one we did. And if you think, this was technically about our 20th, so we were actually quite reasonable at this stage. If you went back to the first
St. Vincent's, we think we were.
That was pretty ropey, you know, to be fair. But we had some, who did we have on the first episode? Can you remember?
So we had a young lady called Rebecca, who was a singer. So she did our coffee break, as we called it. And we had Julie, who gave us the name VI Talk. She was doing a product review. And we mainly did sort of introductions to ourselves, didn't we, to Tanya and Ian, and what our plans were for VI Talk. But then after that podcast, we just seemed to go mad, didn't we? We had some amazing people on. We had Andrea Begley, who won The Voice, visually impaired lady from Ireland. So we interviewed her. Can you remember some more?
We did. I mean, I was just looking back through some of them, and we've had the people behind Be My Eyes back in the early days before it became as
Yeah,
big as it is now.
very early days.
We also had Blind Scare, Blind Square, I should say. And we've had, I mean, you've had people from Coronation Street as well over the years, haven't you?
Oh, I did. I
And
interviewed the actor who played Johnny in Coronation Street because he experienced in the show experienced Charles Bonnet syndrome, and he was amazing to interview. But we had loads of VI musicians as well. So we had Andre Louis, known as Freaky Fwoof. We had Steve Wicketts, who is a VI performer. He was a Jerry Lee Lewis tribute back in the day, but he does loads of different things. We had Kevin Citisabel, didn't we? Who's an absolutely talented pianist and is now working for the BBC Radio 3, I think.
Again, we've done series of eye conditions throughout the time. And one of the biggest jobs I suggested one day was, shall we do interviews with those going to Sight Village?
Yeah, thanks for that.
We took it up, and it was amazing, wasn't it? We really
It was great.
got most of the exhibitors to join us.
We did, and we did that for a few years running, and then Michael left me in the lurch one year and I ended up doing it all by myself. I was shattered. I'll pay you back for that one day.
Yes, all right.
But no, we did. We interviewed our clinic liaison officers. We interviewed small charities that don't always get a voice. So like More Vision, which is a Southwest charity supporting blind and partially sighted children, but also children with multiple complex disabilities and their families. Oh, we interviewed audio describers, didn't we?
We did. And I mean, one of the things what sort of changed, it went from that forum as audio boom developed, it really became, didn't it, just VI Talk putting the information, which really worked going forward, because with the which we're going to touch on with the Facebook in a few moments, the Facebook really took off as a massive thing over the last 10 years.
It did.
I had to step back quite a bit in 2015, so I was more of a I've always from then I've been more of a backseat person, but I've been there for when you've needed me and to support you guys with anything. And always, as I always say, it was our baby. You've grown the beast, but you birthed
But yeah, you've always been there to with technical support has been a big thing, hasn't it? You know, when I've gone, oh my goodness me, this won't work. I can't do this, Michael.
Yeah.
And you've always stepped up and kind of done that technical stuff, haven't you? Which has been a great help. But yeah, when Michael stepped away, I kind of had the idea that we could become a charity. So I got together with Ian, who was part of the team, as I said, to start off with, and a friend of mine, Tracy, who was an eye clinic liaison officer at the time. And we were the first three trustees for VI Talk. So we got charity status, which we're so pleased about. And we were actually granted charity status on the anniversary of my dad's death. So I was quite chuffed about that because I kind of like to think that he had a little input into that one, whatever your beliefs are. But yeah, and then it just grew because we started, like I say, we started with the first group and the page and Twitter and the channel. And then we were approached by Sam, who is now one of our trustees. And do you remember how that went?
Sort of do, because there was a couple of people. There was Sam and somebody else, wasn't it?
There was Sam and Nikki.
Yeah, and it was about doing a book club on a regular
It
basis.
was. Yeah, they asked if we thought VI Talk would like to have a book club as a Facebook group, and we kind of went, yeah, why not? And then Nikki stepped back for personal reasons, and Sam, who isn't a bookworm at all, she will tell you that herself, carried it on, bless her, with my support, and the book club has grown, and now we have a monthly book pick, and we get together on Zoom on the last Monday of the month to discuss that month's read, and it's become quite big. It's really, really grown well.
That's it, because that's been going back 9 years, really.
Yeah.
So again, that was one of the first real offsprings of VI Talk. But while you're talking about sort of the Facebook side of things and all the different areas which have sprung out over the last 10 years.
Mm.
About one or two Facebook groups, if I'm correct.
We've got 10. Yeah. So, so we've got the main Facebook group, which is where people share ideas, information, and support each other. So anything goes. So that could be to do with technology, daily living, anything really. We get all sorts of questions on there, and people are really supportive. We've got VI Talk Resources, which is where people can advertise items for sale as long as they are VI related. They can advertise events, or they can advertise research opportunities and all of that kind of thing. And then we've got the groups that are topic related. So we've got the book club, we've got VI Talk in the Kitchen, which is what it says on the tin, really. I should put you on the spot and see if you can name them all, but I won't be that mean.
You can have a go if you want. I can't remember all of them.
Go on, so I've given you four.
So we've got VI Talk Travel.
Yep.
I should jump in that a bit more because I'm a confident traveller and I'm quite good at that. We've got VI Talk Wellbeing, which we're going to go and mention that in a moment as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got crafts.
Yep, arts and crafts. Yeah, well done.
We've got sport and music.
Yay, one more.
I'm not going to cheat.
I could give you a clue.
Go on, give me a clue.
Have you got green fingers?
Oh, yes, the gardening.
Yep, gardening and nature.
Yes.
So we seem to get these ideas, one of us, one of the trustees or volunteers or a member of VI Talk will say, oh, have you, you know, how would you feel about having this group? And we'll go away and talk about it and go, oh, well, go on then. So, but the trustees and volunteers are involved with different groups. So, for example, like we said, Sam with the books. Jane also helps. Jane's one of our trustees. We will introduce you to the trustees. Jane does our monthly book club on Zoom. Jane is also our official fundraiser. So arts and crafts, we've also got our crochet club. And Helen, who is visually impaired herself, has taught lots of people how to crochet. And that's all done over Zoom. So she's really impressive. And she had three new members last week, I believe. So she's doing a really, really good job. So, yeah, so we've got also got wellbeing and lifestyle. So that's one of our newer groups, I'd say. As a consequence of having the wellbeing and lifestyle group, we ended up doing monthly Zoom chats with Pat, who's a qualified wellbeing practitioner. And she does mindfulness, meditation once a month. So for anybody who's interested in that, you can drop us an email. We'll give you all the details later. But also Pat is also qualified to teach Qigong, which is the grandmother of Tai Chi and yoga and all of that good stuff. So very relaxing, very gentle, mindful movement. So once a month, we have an hour's Qigong class as well on Zoom. So we really do have quite a lot to offer, don't we?
There is so much. And if that is a bit too much for you, you don't want to get your needles out, you don't want to do some exercise, like me, you can just sidle up on a Wednesday night for a general chat, and 8 till 10 on the Zoom, we have a great little open chat about all sorts. You know, each week is completely different. Yeah, there'll be things we talk about which are similar, problems people are having, technology, but just life. And people have generally met and made friends through some of these groups as well, haven't they?
They have, yeah. And we've got our Zoom facilitators who are always there to just lend a hand and just, you know, listen and steer the chat if it's needed. But generally speaking, we've got a really good group that meet on a Wednesday evening, and it's lovely to be a part of that. You know, we have such a laugh sometimes, don't we? You know, the funny things that come up and, you know, the thing, you know, we have quite a lot of discussions about guide dogs and the things that guide dogs have done that are naughty, or, you know, places people have travelled to if they've worked or studied abroad, hobbies that people have got. But even, you know, people who are having issues around their sight, and perhaps they're going through surgery or treatment, and, you know, there's always somebody to have a listening ear, isn't there, and just be there to support and just show some, you know, show some empathy for that person.
And I try to get on most of the time. You're on when you're running it, and
yeah,
but it's just fun. So can we find out more about VI Talk on other social media or other online resources?
You can. So our website is www.vitalk.co.uk, and on there you'll find a directory of services. If you've got any that aren't on there, please let us know and we will happily add them. So that could be a sport group, it could be a local society, anything goes really. We put our events up there if we're doing face-to-face events, which we've not done since before lockdown, good old COVID. But before lockdown, we were doing face-to-face events. We did arts and crafts events. We did link days where people just came together to listen to speakers and just, again, do what we do on a Wednesday night, really, but face-to-face, just support each other and chat. So hopefully we will get back to doing some face-to-face events very soon. So watch this space. I shall say no more about that one.
Yeah, and what about Instagram and LinkedIn?
Yep, so you can find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. So Twitter, it's VI Talk Podcast. LinkedIn, you can just search VI Talk. Instagram, it's VI Talk Podcast. Facebook, you can search VI Talk. If you're interested in crochet, you can email Helen. So that's helen@vitalk.co.uk. We have a monthly newsletter, which Marie puts together now, which I'm very grateful for, because that used to be my job. So Marie puts that together. So if you've got anything that you'd like to submit for possible inclusion in the newsletter, you can email marie@vitalk.co.uk. You can see a pattern here, can't you?
Yeah.
If you're interested in getting involved with any of our fundraising events, then you can email fundraising@vitalk.co.uk. And if you've got any general, you know, queries, or perhaps you fancy being interviewed for the podcast, we're always up for that. If you've got questions, or perhaps you need some support, or you want details about the Zoom chats, or you want help to find any of the Facebook groups, or you want to sign up to the newsletter, then you can email info@vitalk.co.uk.
Wow. That's a lot in 10 years. That is.
It is a lot. Do you want to give people a rundown on where they can find us for the podcasts? So if they want to listen to interviews, and they can go back and listen to past ones, and they're still quite relevant, aren't they, a lot of them?
There are, and that's the thing. There's so many of them, which, yes, some may not be relevant because they were specific at a time, but most will last for a long time. Even some of the Site Village stuff, you know, the stuff on there, yes, new stuff's come out, but some of it is really good. But have a listen back. Easiest way is if you do have podcast software, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, any of them, you can just search VI Talk. If you have got a little bit of vision, the logo is a big round speech bubble with in blue with VI Talk written on it. So it's, if you know, it is quite easy to spot.
Yeah, it's very bright colours.
And just subscribe, and you can scroll back. Usually it might not go back all the way to the beginning, but it gets a bit messy in the early years anyway. But I think if you do go to audioboom.com, you'll be able to find them as well on there.
Yeah, and you can find us on Spotify as well. So if you subscribe to that, or you can actually now listen to us on your Lady A. So if you've got a smart speaker, you can listen to VI Talk Podcast. It might take you a couple of tries, because I do know she can be a little bit temperamental.
She can. She's getting worse, to be honest.
Oh, use your best British voice. No, no, no heavy accents. I don't think she'll understand. She gets mixed up if I use my northern accent. So. But yeah, you can listen to us on smart speakers as well. So any of your podcast apps. And we generally put new interviews. We'll post those to Twitter, or we'll post them across our social media platforms. So LinkedIn, Instagram, the Facebook page. And sometimes we'll post them in a relevant group. So, for example, the first Qigong session with Pat was posted in our wellbeing group. So if that's your thing, you can join the wellbeing group and you can catch up on missed episodes of Qigong if you want to. So now we've given you a snapshot of the last 10 years in the life of VI Talk and outlined the services and support that are available to you, it's time to let the team that make this all work introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Samantha. I came to VI Talk in 2015 as a volunteer to run the book club. That has gone from strength to strength, and we now have a monthly book review which is very popular. 2 years later, I was asked to join as a trustee and become treasurer, as we had become a charitable organisation. I have absolutely loved the role that I take part within VI Talk. It is a very rewarding role and look forward to continuing in supporting people as much as we possibly can.
Hello, my name is Lacey and I am one of the trustees of VI Talk. I am the youngest trustee at the moment, in my late 20s, and I'm based in the West Midlands. Originally, I volunteered as a Zoom facilitator back in 2020, and then in the following year, I became a Facebook moderator for the main Facebook group and VI Talk resources. Then quite randomly in 2022, I think it was about October time, Joe asked me if I wanted to become a trustee. I said yes to this very random question, and I've been a trustee ever since, helping out the day-to-day running of the charity and doing quite a bit of the Facebook admining. Outside of VI Talk, I also work as a assistant at Look UK, where I'm also a volunteer mentor. And outside of that, I do a lot of reading, a little bit of travel, and spend time with family.
Hi, I'm Jane Vernon, and I am the newest trustee with VI Talk. I've been a trustee for nearly 10 months now, but I've been volunteering with the organisation for about 2.5 years. So the two things I cover are the Zoom book club, which takes place on the last Monday of every month. If you'd like to know more about that, we have a book group as one of our Facebook groups. So have a look in there, and there should be a post pinned to the top with the date of the next meeting and which book we're reading this month. I also cover fundraising, and we have two main fundraising events a year. We have our spring fundraising weekend in April, and then in late October we have our virtual festive market, which I think will be in its fourth year this year. You're also very welcome to make a standing order if you'd like to make a regular payment to us, however small. That's always particularly helpful because we can plan ahead if we know that we've got a regular income. So if you enjoy what we're putting out there, it would be lovely if you could sign up to pay us even a couple of pounds a month. The email to get in touch with me about anything fundraising related is fundraising@vitalk.co.uk. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Maxine. I joined VI Talk in 2019 as a social media scheduler. My scheduled days are Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays. I schedule on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn and Facebook. Since 2022, I have additionally produced the monthly social media planner for the various groups in VI Talk. My eye condition is cloulobuma and I live in London. I enjoy writing, listening to poetry, I enjoy swimming and playing netball. I especially enjoy reading science fiction.
Hi, my name is Kay. I am totally blind. I live in Nottingham, UK. I volunteer for my local Society for the Blind as a receptionist. I also have various hobbies, including going to choir and listening to music. I've been a VI Talk volunteer since 2020. I am a social media volunteer, so I help out with Twitter, schedule posts on Twitter and Facebook, and retweet posts on a few days a week. So that is what I do as part of my volunteering role.
Hi all, my name is Dawn Bridgehouse and I'm a former trustee of VI Talk. I now volunteer for them as and when they require me to do so. My day job is a rehab officer with visually impaired people within the Greater Manchester area. I'm also a guide dog owner and I'm on dog number 6 at present. My hobbies are Pilates, yoga and wellbeing, and also enjoy audiobooks.
Hi, I'm Helen Lawson. I've been volunteering VI Talk for about 3 years now when a member put on arts and crafts page that they'd like to learn to crochet. I now run classes Monday and Friday 2 till 4 and Tuesdays 8:30 till 10. Anyone's welcome, whether a complete beginner who wants to learn to crochet or more experienced, either knitter or crocheter, who would like to talk to like-minded people or advance their skills further. You'd be more welcome to join us. Please send me a message if you're interested. Via the Arts and Crafts page or any of the admin staff, and I'll be able to get back to you and share the Zoom link, which is different from the normal one. Look forward to seeing some of you there.
Hi, my name is Marie and I'm one of VI Talk's volunteers. I started off doing the Zoom chat facilitating on a Wednesday evening, which I still do, and I also now edit and put together the newsletter that goes out monthly. I am a guide dog owner, but I have a retired guide dog at present and waiting for a new one. I love to read. I am also an avid writer, love writing fiction, love reading fiction, just like getting lost in my own little world. And I also love going to the theatre, and I'm also part of an amateur theatre group that we do musical theatre, which I love very much.
So, I think we've pretty much covered most things. Hope you enjoyed hearing our waffles and all the things we've done and the introduction from those who are involved now. And again, there's been quite a lot of people over the years who have been involved, and it's a big thank you to them because it's, you know, they've helped with this, with the process we've gone through. And we look forward to another 10 years.
I know, and the team has changed significantly over the years, and everybody has contributed in some way, shape or form, and that's, you know, it's been an amazing journey, it really has. So, and thank you, Michael, to you as well, for being co-founder.
Yeah, and thank you for running it when I run off, basically, and just were in that position where I could do stuff, but we persevered, and it's grown, and it is amazing. And it's a big thank you to everyone.
So here's to 10 years of VI Talk. And thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
See you soon.